Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 31st, 2021, and this is episode number 142 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off a week of talking about the ever-popular idea of architects as developers. The question we started with was, if you were an architect and a developer, what would you develop? As expected, there are quite a few ideas, maybe some that you never would have thought of. Maybe the greatest thing about a conversation like yesterday's is that if you're going to think differently about how you practice architecture, in this case, architect as developer, then we can really think differently about the structure and the product of your business. If you didn't get a chance to join in the discussion yesterday, or maybe you just want to dig deeper into this topic and hear what other architects had to say, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 141. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I still encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a worldwide community of architects and a supportive community at that, and it's a wonderful thing. So if that sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue talking about the architect as the developer. If you joined us yesterday, you may have been inspired by all of the ideas that people shared for things that architects, things that you could develop. But maybe you're intimidated by what you think would go into making the leap from just architect to architect and developer. If that's you, today's topic is for you. So today's question is, what are baby steps you can take towards being both an architect and a developer? This is another one of those topics or ideas where I think we really need to keep in mind that what we're talking about isn't necessarily straightforward or binary. It's not one or the other. You don't have to be either an architect or an architect and also the developer that designs and develops and finances and builds and manages and sells the project. There are lots of roles and lots of steps in between. There are lots of ways to play a bigger role in projects. And I think it's also important for us to keep in mind that the more value we add to a project, the more value we should be able to extract from the project. That means getting paid. Instead of taking on the full-on role of developer, could you be an investor in a project? In one of my past lives in firm leadership, we invested. I'm using air quotes here because our investment was providing a key piece of property to a multifamily project where we were also the architects. Was that architect as developer? No, but it was a step in that direction. While I was at that same firm, we also decided to invest in a project by charging minimal fees up front in exchange for a small percentage of the profit on the back end. So that was a different way to invest in a project. There are also crowdfunding investment models like Small Change and CrowdStreet, but what else can you do? Maybe you have a skill you can bring to the project. I guess that could be drywall finishing, and you could leverage that into managing all of the drywall work. But what if it was marketing graphics or helping to pitch the project? Those might be valuable additions to the project that you can use to leverage some greater payoff in the end. Of course, we could circle all the way back around to a more traditional route to architect as developer and do something like renovate or build an addition on your own home and then sell it at a profit. Those would be baby steps toward full-blown architect as developer as well. So what do you think? What can you do? If you want to have the coveted title of architect as developer, what are some small steps that you can make in that direction? Join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for our context and clarity conversation, and let's see what ideas we can come up with. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.